Kiribos, I hope everything is good. Today's daf is daf Nazir, daf Chaf Beis. We're here on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, right? We're going through a couple of proofs. We're trying to figure out, right, when the husband is Mefer Neder, right? We have the Machlokas, is it Meyakar Akar or Megas Gaiz? Meaning when the husband is Mefer Neder for his wife, right, does that uproot it completely? Does that make it retroactively batel, and therefore it was nothing the entire time? Or does he just put a stop to the nether, and meaning that originally the nether was legitimate until he was Mefer? Well, what's a nafkamina? So the one we're talking about here is that if someone latched on to the wife's Nazirus at the beginning, right, what happens to that other person's Nazirus, right? If it's uprooted retroactively, so then that person's Nazirus, the second person's Nazirus is nothing. If it's just canceled at a later time, right, later in the day when the husband is Mefer, so then the second person did latch on to an actual Nazirus. It happened to have been canceled, you know, 2 hours later, but they did latch on to a previous Nazirus, and then they would be a Nazir. So the Gemara is going to bring a couple of proofs to that, and interestingly enough, it's going to bring the last two proofs we're going to have are not going to be they're not going to be refuted, but they're going to actually lean in different directions, right? Fascinating. The Gemara usually doesn't do that, but okay, well, so let's go see it. So the Gemara, we hear like about eight or nine, maybe ten lines up, Toshma on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Again, trying to figure out whether the husband is retroactively or from here and on canceling the wife's nether. So the Gemara says Toshma, Ha'isha Shen Nadron Ben Nazir. Right, a woman took a nether of Naziris, Va'isha Shosa Yayin Amitama Lamesim, and she's doesn't care, and she's drinking wine, and she's going to, you know, the graveyard and doing some weird stuff. So Rezu, so Vegas is Arbayim, so she gets Malkus. So the Gemara says, Hey Ridami, what is the case that the Bryce has to tell us that the wife gets Malkus for violating her Naziris? Ile Medelo Hefer La Baal, if you're telling me that the husband didn't do anything, he wasn't made for the nether, so Tzuchel Amemar, what do you need to tell me that she gets Malkus? Obviously, anybody who violates their Naziris gets Malkus. Nothing, it's not trying to be, anti-feminist. It's anybody, woman, man, any wife, husband, anybody who violates their Naziris. So Ella Busmi must be pshita, must be obvious rather that the hefer labal, that the husband was made for the nether. But and if you'll tell me that when the husband is made for nether, that uproots it retroactively, am I so vegas arbayim? Why should she get malchus? Right, that her Naziris was gone retroactively. So when she drank wine and went to the basic kvaros and became tame, etc., she was never a nazira retroactively. She didn't exist. Apparently, what do you see? It must be that the husband cancels the Naziris right now, because otherwise, why in the world would the wife get Malkus if her Naziris was uprooted right before she committed the Avera? So Gemara says, not exactly. Really, you could tell me that the husband uproots the nether originally. Aye, so why does it say that, have to tell me that she gets Malkus? Because of the Seifa. She wanted to have parallel language, right, with the Seifa. Right, because what does the Seifa say? Hefer la ba'al la v'hilo yada. Right, let's say the ba'al was mefer, and she didn't realize. Right, so she says, yayin imitama la mesim, she didn't realize. And she thinks she's violating her Naziris. But really, the husband uprooted her Naziris. She was not a Nazira. So the Enos of Ekesarabayim, she doesn't get Malkus. And therefore, just to be consistent, right, to just kind of the match up the language, Tani Nami Risha, right, so if I guess, so therefore, in the Mishnah, right, in the beginning, obviously, we didn't need to tell me that, really, but just to be consistent with the language, right, we said that she does, in fact, get Malkus. Okay, another proof. Toshma, the following Gemara later, we did at the end of Nedarim and earlier in the Masechta here. Aisha Shenadru Benazir Vinitmeis, Vachakach Hefer Labayala. What happens if, again, it's a similar case, the woman takes the Naziris, right, and she becomes Tameh, and then the husband is made for the nether. And Meviach, again, and the implication here, the important line that's kind of missing, is that Vinitmeis, and then she separates Korbanos, right? She separates the proper Korbanos, right? She has a Chatas, an Asham, an Ola, etc. So what happens to those animals? V'akakach hefer la'bala, when the husband then uproots the Naziris, so Meviach Chatas Zauf, and Meviach Ola Zauf. The Gemara says that she brings the Chatas, but not the Ola. Yeah, she brings the Chatas, not the Ola. What about the Asham? So that the Rishonim discuss. And most of them assume that it comes along with the Ola, that she doesn't bring the Ola, doesn't bring the Asham either. One of the opinions, I think the Mefarish, if I'm not mistaken, I'm just scanning it over here, says that she actually doesn't bring Okay, I'm not sure. Meaning most of them say that she does bring the Asham, but I think the Mefarish, I'm trying to see it over here. Right. If you look at the Mefarish, Niti Nami Ola Sa'ov, Asham Lo Parach, they're not asking about the Asham. The Taiti Nami Asham, the Ein Asham Ba, Elam Makam Shetarach Likanis Ben Azir Zacharis. Right, again, the Mashmalos and the Gemara in the Darim, in Menachos, I'm sorry. Do you have a Mr. Shas here? I think it's a Menachos, right? Okay, I thought maybe not. Okay, either way, it does. I'm not sure where that takes me. But Tachlis says, the Gemara Menachos says that the only purpose of an Asham is to prepare if the Nazir who became Tamei to redo their Naziris. But here, right, what's going on over here? The wife has been uprooted. The Naziris has been uprooted. Right? There isn't going to be a next Naziris, right? Normally, a Nazir becomes Tamei, so they have to bring their Korbanos, and then they observe their Naziris again, right? It got canceled out. So that's why you bring an Asham. That's the purpose, says the Mefarish, and that's the Mashmos in the Gemara Menachos. So that would be, again, according to the Mefarish, right? She wouldn't bring the Asham at all. If I'm not mistaken, all the other Rishonim say that he does, but okay. Either way, Viter. Let's go further now. So, anyways, what are we trying to say? That the woman becomes tamei, the husband uproots the naziris. So the Brisa says that she only brings the chatos and not the ola. V'isak that the chabal megas guys. And now, if you tell me that the husband cuts off the naziris at this point, right, and doesn't uproot it retroactively, tasting nami also, right? She should have to bring all their korbanos because she was a nazira that became tamei. Right. Yes, her Naziris is gone now, but when she became Tommy, she was a Nazir, right? And she violated that. She has to bring the Korbanos. But it must be then, therefore, that the Naziris is uprooted. Problem is that, with that is that Chatos of Nami lo Taisi. Well, why in the world would then she bring a Chatos? Meaning the split doesn't make sense either way. Now, again, we've seen this before in the Masechta, right? And we're about to quote over the Elzar Kapar, who we saw that is going to tell us that she has to bring the Chatos anyway. But meaning, if the Naziris is canceled right now, Omega's guys, so then she wasn't Nazira who became Tame. If it's uprooted retroactively, so then she doesn't have to bring the Korbanos at all, because she was never a Nazir to begin with. So it's either the Chatas or the Ola. You should be all or nothing. What do you mean, brings the Chatas and not the Ola? Skor says, Hakinami, really, it is uprooted retroactively, and she shouldn't bring the Chatas. But Hamani, Rabbi Elazar Kapar, it's Rabbi Elazar Kapar, Titania's willing to embrace Rabbi Elazar Kapar, it should be Berebi, which doesn't mean the son of Rebbe, it means the Gadol Ador. Okay, Omer, he would say, Mal Tamal Omer, what does it mean when the Pasuk says, Ma'asher Chata Ala Nefesh, right, that the Nazir has sinned against the nefesh, against the soul, what soul has he sinned against, right? What, did he kill somebody? Rather, right, he afflicted himself by abstaining from wine, which is not usher. He decided to be a nazir, make it usher. That's inappropriate. So therefore, nekrachote, therefore he's called a sinner, and he has to bring the korban chatas. And again, we saw this before. Mazel shel tzir asma elam en hayayin nekrachote. Right? If you're telling me that someone who willingly abstained from yayin, from just wine, is called a sinner, someone who holds himself back from other things that are mutter, let's say fasts or whatever, certainly, right, is called a chote. Again, we talked about that again previously a couple of times. So that price, again, that Shaka Vataria ends off, seems to imply that miyakar akar, that the husband, when he's made for the nether, right, retroactively uproots his wife's nether. But this price, as we're about to quote right now, seems to imply the opposite. Tashma will learn our price. The Tanya Behedya says Beferish, right? Aisha Shinadra Benazir Veshama Chaverta, right? A woman who takes a nether of Naziris, and her friend said, heard that, Ve'amra Avaani, and she says, me too. Ubo Ba'ala, and then the husband of the second one, of the first one, Ve'hefer Law, and uproots the Naziris. So what happens to the second, as we said before, at the beginning of this year? That's the Nafkamina between whether you uproot it or continue stop the Naziris right now. What if someone else latched on to the original Naziris? Right, so that's our case, right? The woman took an ender of Naziris, her friend heard it, said me too. The husband uprooted the original Naziris. So what's the halacha? So he muter espechavitar asura. She is muter, but her friend is asur, meaning her friends Nazirus still stands. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, etc., etc. And now the Shema Minah, apparently, what do you see? Bog make his guys. The Shema Minah is in the Bach, but okay. Either way, what do you see from here? Apparently, Bog make his guys. That you see that the husband doesn't uproot it retroactively, because now you have the second person. She has something to latch onto. She could be matfis with the first Nazirus, even though it got canceled, but it still existed at the time. It wasn't uprooted retroactively. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon just adds, I just finished the price, right? Oh, Amra la Harini Kamoseh Shtem Mutaras. If the woman had said, I am like you, and if she had phrased it in that way, that she had made herself like her friend, so then she that would then in that case her Nazirus would be cancelled. Why? Because her friend's Nazirus got cancelled, so her too, she would have the same halacha. Okay, so that again, that Bryce seems to imply the other way. No, that's a fascinating, you know, you don't usually find that. And as we said before, right, Lashon Nazir and Lashon Nadarim is Mishuna. Right, the Gemara is kind of not weird, but it's different than other types of Gemara in many instances. Okay, Marzutra Breder of Mari Amar. Marzutra Breder of Mari said, Hi, Hainu de Rami Bar Chama. This is the exact same Shaila that Rami Bar Chama had. Meaning, the question is, what, and again, just in theory, whether, right, you, again, this last thing, right, the last price that we quoted, right, that a woman would, you know, she's matris, and depending on what happens to the first Nazirus, right, does that last, does that keep on going, or does it latch on to the first instance, right, does it hold on to the first moment of Nazirus, and then the Nazirus continues, or does she continue, right, and change her status based on, right, her friend's status? So this is also a shayla, right, posed by Rami Bar Chama. The point of Rami Bar Chama is Rami Bar Chama asks the following shayla: Hare alai kibsar zevach shlamim. The person says he's got some. Just to illustrate a little bit, he's got two pieces of food here, and he's got let's say one piece of meat that's regular, or a piece of bread, let's just say, because it's easier. And then he has some basar zevach shlamim. He has meat from a korban shlamim, and the implication here is that it's before the sprinkling of the dam, right? Before the sprinkling of the blood, you cannot eat a shlamim. A shlamim is a korban that you can eat all the, you know, most of it gets goes to the owner. Some gifts go to the kohen, but most of it goes to the owner. But he can't eat that meat until he sprinkles the blood. So the guy says, "I want this bread to be like this meat of the korban shlamim, right before you can eat it." So ma, what's the din? Ki matfis inish bi kara matfis, o dilma bit senena matfis. When a person is matfis, when a person does atrasa, when he kind of links two things, is that the initial meikara, the original status of the food, and then i.e. the bread would be usher? O bit senena, or do we mean when it cools down, meaning when it changes, right, when it becomes mutter, right, in that scenario, we assume that it becomes mutter, the bread would become mutter later on. So Gemara seems to imply, right, that it's the same thing over here, right, again, because are we linking, right, the second woman's Nazirus to the first woman's Nazirus originally, or do we say that her status would change later on, right, as it goes, and when the husband is made for the nether, so then the second woman's Nazirus also falls. So Gemara says, me dummy. Not exactly. It's not exactly the same Shiloh, not exactly the same Shiloh, not exactly the same case. Because Hassan came and Damar Hare, like Sarb Zevach Shlamim, because by the case of the Korban, if the guy says this bread is going to be like Shlamim, Afagav de Lachash and Israq Damo Matzi Achale, Bachutz, right, even though, right, after the Shlamim's, what's it called, after the Korban's blood is sprinkled on the Mizbeach, right, and you can eat it, right, you're allowed to eat it, you know, whenever. So I mean, after that's done, still mikdash kadosh. It's still kadosh. I mean, there's still an after effect. Right, there still is a lingering. I mean, the food is still kadosh. Right, there are lachos that shayach to korban shlamim, etc. I mean, the meat doesn't lose its status. It doesn't turn into nothing. Right, it just becomes mutter. But over here, he's talking about the patina kar matvis, because if you tell me that we're going to change, right, and be matvis, we're trying to link to the second status, the hemshech of what happened. So ha hefer labala, right? So what do you mean? The husband has been made for the nether, right? There is no naziris. It's not like things have become mutter like the shlamim. The shlamim was originally asher, then it became mutter. It changed its status. It's still kadosh meat. It still is a korban shlamim. Here in our case, the husband is completely getting rid of the naziris at all, right? Regardless of whether he says it uproots completely or it stops from now, the naziris is gone. So you can't compare the two halachos. So ikadam. I mean, some people say Hainu Rami Bar Chama Vaday. Actually, and some people say that Rami Bar Chama right? And this case are definitely the same. Meaning that consideration that we just had at the end, right? That would be the same halakha back and forth. And again, just like by the Naziris, what do we say by Naziris? Really, that it really does follow the initial kind of Meikara status, right? That's what we said in the Brisa, right? That it based on whether there was a Naziris at the beginning, at that moment, and if it's uprooted retroactively, then there was no Naziris, and if it's canceled now, there was a Naziris. So too over here, right? By the Shlomim, right? The guy is going to, we're going to assume that the guy is talking about the Usser state of the Shlomim and not the Mutter. Okay. Now, weiter. Amrla Harini Nazir Bikvech Mahu. What if the same case over here, that you have two women, right? One woman takes a Naziris, and then the other woman says, me too, but she says it in a funny way, right? I'm be'ikvech, right? Your ikev, your heel. I'm following, it's like kilu, following your footsteps. I'm also going to be a Nazira, right? Based on, you know, your path, what you were walking, what you were doing. So Mao, what's it then? Does she mean harini bekvech bakula milsa v'sharia? Oh, dilma bimekame delefer labala v'asira. I mean, does she mean I'm going to be with you every step of the way? Again, just use the vernacular. And therefore, when the husband is made for the nether, the second woman also gets rid of her nether? Or maybe what she meant was she's just being... Right, she just means I'm just going to do what you're doing. She doesn't mean I'm going to change my status depending on what's going on with you. She's just joining in the beginning, and then she's done, and then therefore she would be usher. She would still be a nazira, right? Even if the husband was made for the nether. So Tashma, I'll bring you a proof. Ha'isha shenadra ben nazir v'shama baila. Right, woman said she's going to be nazira. Husband heard ve'amar va'ani, and the husband said me too. So inu yochel lahafer. Right, we said the husband. Right, remember that your husband cannot be made for the nether. Again, originally we assumed, right, that's because if he's made for her nether, then he gets rid of his nether, and he can't be made for. Right, he can't be made for your own nether. Ve'itzagadai dachki amar laharini bekveich me'ikara kamatvis. But if you'll tell me that when someone joins in with another person's nazirus and say me too, I'm following your footsteps, they're only staying by the first status, meaning they only mean to latch on to that first moment, but they're not continuing on with him. So they follow the devil velokim the day, velokim the day. So why can't he be made for the nether? Let him be made for the nether. He'll uproot his wife's Naziris, but he meant he's following the Naziris just at the first moment of it, and his Naziris should still stand. And that shouldn't have any effect on him being made for her nether. It must be, right, that he's, when a person says, I'm going to follow along in your footsteps, so that means that he's going along for the whole ride. So therefore, when the husband is made for the nether later, he can't do that because he's made for his own nether, and that doesn't work. So the Gemara says, "Vilkach hu dolo matzi mefer," and therefore, and that's why he can't be made for the nether. So the Gemara says, "Ha'isha." And then Viter Ha'isha Damra Harini Bekveich Inami Muteres, and therefore, right, when the woman says, "I'm going in your footsteps," so she's also following along with every step of the nether, and the second woman is also not a nazira when the first woman's husband is made for the nether. So Gemara says, we answer like we did before. Lo, not really. Lo olam me kubir karmath is really. You could say that when a person says, "I'm following you along in your footsteps," they're just trying to latch onto the initial moment when she took the Naziris. Aye, then why can't the husband be made for another? Why can't he just get rid of his wife's nether? Then he'll continue on as originally planned. And that's not a big deal. He should be able to still be made for the nether. Because over here, when the husband says, Va'ani, me too, he's being mekayim the nether. And you cannot be made for the nether after you're Mekayim nether. The Michela Kamaso, right? Only if he's Shoel, only if he goes to a Rav to uproot to his nether, like it could be, right? You can do Hataras Hakama, right? Just like you can do Hataras Nadarim, you can also be Matir and get rid of his Kiyum. So then Matzi Mefer. Then he's able to be made for the nether, but V'ilo, lo. But then if not, right, then not. Okay, let's get to the Mishnah. Harini Nazir Ve'at. If the guy says the Mishnah had said, if I'm a Nazir, right, and then and Vamra Amen, and she says, yeah, Amen, so he can be made for her nether, but he, right, and obviously in his keeps on going because he took the nether first, and his Naziris is not based on her Naziris. Problem is, the Brisa seems to imply, right, a little bit differently. Or Minhu, right, and we had said, right, what does that Mishnah mean? What is that line? When the guy says, Hareini Nazir Va'at. Right, so it means that they're taking two separate Nazirus. So And that his nazir is separate from hers. Or Minu, the Brisa says, though, however, with Stira, Harini Nazir Ve'at, he's the same phrase, I'm going to be a Nazir and you, and what about you? V'amr Amen, if she says yes, so then Shneem Asurim, then it's dependent on what she said. If she says yes, then they're both Nazirim. If Im Lav, and she says no, Shneem Mutarim. Right? Both of them are Mutar, meaning both of them are not a Nazir. Mepnesha Tala Nidra Benidra, because she's making his Nazirus dependent on her Nazirus, right? Her nether and his nether is dependent on her nether. So that Brisa seems to imply they go hand in hand, right? That doesn't split them at all. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, Tani Mefer Shalah, et Shalah v'Shalah Kayim. Yeah, you have to change it. You're right, you have to change the Brisa to say that he can be Mefer, right? Hers, but his will continue, right? You have to change the text of the Brisa. Just like we learned in the Mishnah. Abaye says, no, afilu tamer kedi katani. Right, you can even leave the text of the Mishnah and the Brisa together. Brisa, what's the case in the Brisa? You can go into yes, all you have to do, what the Gemara doesn't say, all you have to do is change the punctuation. Right, and they're talking about two completely different cases. Brisa, the case in the Brisa is, can go into Amar la harini nazir ve'at. Right, he says, I'm going to be a nazir and you. Right, the katali nidro benidro. I mean, what he's basically saying, he's making his nazirus talui. He's making tanai in his nazirus, and he's making his nazirus dependent on her. Meaning, we are taking nazirus together. And therefore, if she agrees, they are both nazirim. If she doesn't, then they're not. Right, bar masnisin, but the Mishnah is gigon da'amrla harini nazir v'at mai? Question mark. Meaning, the Mishnah's case is husband says I'm going to be a nazir. What about you? Right, just to use the text of the Mishnah, it would say Harini Nazir Vat, right? Meaning he's going to be a Nazir, comma. What about you? So Mishum La'akle Mefer Shalav V'Shalokayim. That's why you can split them, right? If he's made for her nether later, right? It has nothing to do with his Nazirus because his Nazirus is separate from her Nazirus, and then when she agrees to the Nazirus, that's a separate nether, and he can be made for that without impacting his own. Okay, we'll go right there in the Hilgishas tomorrow. Tomorrow, very exciting daf in the Masechta, arguably, probably the most famous daf in the Masechta, so very exciting. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.